AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. At least 36 people are known dead now in another massive earthquake in Nepal.
There was no mistaking what was happening. The buildings were buckling, the cars were shaking, everybody filled out into the courtyard.
Mike Bruce told Sky News he and his colleagues were terrified their office building might collapse. This was a 7.3 magnitude earthquake. Last month's earthquake was a 7.8. It killed more than 8,100 people. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady will miss the first four games of the season unless he wins his appeal in the Deflategate scandal. He's got 3 days to file that appeal. Jake Nicholson runs a sports bar in Boston, and he says the NFL may have shot itself in the foot with the report that slams Brady and the Patriots in the deflated football controversy.
This is kind of a devastating blow, I would say. I've been talking to people at the bar, and already people are talking about boycotting the Patriots games, not wanting to watch them.
Tom Brady was banished for four games. The Patriots were penalized $1 million, matching the largest fine in league history. And they were docked two draft picks for using improperly inflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. Verizon is buying AOL for almost $4.5 billion. The word came this morning. This gives it entree into the increasingly competitive online video space. Texas will execute a man tonight for killing his 15-year-old girlfriend, her mother, and her grandfather 13 years ago. His attorneys are asking the Supreme Court to stop the execution. They argue that he is mentally incompetent. This is AP Radio News. The Boston bombing jury returns tomorrow to hear closing arguments, and then it will decide whether bomber Johar Tsarnaev should be executed for the bombings that killed three people and injured more than 260. The final witness for the defense was a nun. When Sister Helen Prejean testified about her conversations with Tsarnaev, our Denise Lavoie was in the courtroom.
She did not come out and say that he told her he was sorry for his participation in the bombings, but she said she interpreted the talks that they had to show that he was, quote unquote, genuinely sorry for what he had done.
In Mississippi, where two police officers were shot dead Saturday night, Sierra McCurdy posted a Facebook photo of herself in her Subway restaurant uniform with the image of a handgun over it and the words, "Got 'em," in capital letters. Subway's fired her now after a firestorm on Twitter, where many people saw the post as a celebration of the killings. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.